Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Kevin is looking for a second date update with a guy named John. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So tell us about John, how you two met, and how that first date went.
Okay. This is so uncomfortable. Like, seriously, I'm not exactly sure I want to be doing this, but I'm not sure what else to do.
What part is uncomfortable? Just putting this out on the radio or being in the position of having to resort to this?
Both,
I
guess.
I get it.
Yeah.
We are a lot of people's last resort, the final frontier.
Well, I'm at that point right now because I'm not sure. I mean, I went out with an amazing guy. I met him on Grindr, and we went out three times.
Oh, three times?
Yeah. And everything was going so well. I thought it for sure, you know, this was it. We were onto something. Like, this is really going to go somewhere for a change.
So you're looking for a relationship?
Yeah. I mean, like, he even told me I was the one.
Well, see, to me, that's a big warning flag if they're saying that after only three dates.
Well, we're assuming it was after the third date.
Yeah, did he say it earlier than that?
On the third date.
Okay. Still a little early.
But still early, yeah. Still the way, because, you know, red flag for me, fun Robbie. Right. I heard the same from him.
I think you could think it. Mm-hmm. If it's going, your internal voice could say it to yourself and go, this
there's something
might
different.
Be the one. This could be it. But maybe right. You don't say it out loud yet.
Wait, till when? Yeah, do you have a, like,
there's no rule.
No,
there's no rule.
I mean, there was nothing weird at all. Like, this was by the book, as you kind of hope and wish for your whole life. Even on that third date, like, he kissed me goodbye. He was very sweet. I mean, he looked me directly in the eye and told me, I will call you later. Looked me dead in the eyes. And I never heard from him after that. Nothing. Just gone. No calls. I mean, I've texted him. I've called him multiple times and no response. I mean, I'm kind of scared that something happened, you know? Like, there's really no logical reason that I can't phone, text, nothing.
Okay.
Gone.
And so you guys didn't have any mutual friends? There was no one else that you could call to look in on him?
No, I met him on Grindr. I mean, right. I would have driven to his apartment if I knew where it was. I never went there, and we always went to my place. But I do know where he worked, so I drove by there, and I saw his car.
So he's around.
Yeah, so I know he's alive.
Yeah.
You know, he's okay. I thought about actually going to talk to him, but it just felt a little too stalkerish, and that's not me. You know, I don't want to be like that. Maybe you guys can actually get a hold of him and just help me figure this out.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything pathetic about calling Jeff and Jen in these circumstances.
No.
That anyone said pathetic until just now, but I say it because it's often said, it's gotten back to me that people have said, you know, what's up with all these pathetic people calling second date updates?
Can't
they take a hint?
How lonely do you have to be?
Right. And I don't think that's fair because, nope. As you just said, Kevin, you went on three different dates with this guy. You kissed. When you said goodbye, you said he looked you in the eye and said he would call you later.
And he did tell you he thought you were the one.
He led you to believe that you would hear from him.
Mm.
You've made attempts to get in touch with him. You've respected boundaries by not approaching him, not showing up at his work.
Yeah.
All attempts to call or text on your part have failed. You're just asking for an intermediary. That's all.
Right, because this is why I'm afraid to go out on dates, for this exact reason.
We don't want that.
Hoping you guys,
So he said he thought you were the one. How do you feel about him being the one? Is the jury still out, or are you feeling that way too?
You know, I felt optimistic about his potential, and I thought there would be, more opportunities for us to be together, you know, and just kind of see what the future would hold, you know, just to, if at least give it a chance.
All right. Well, we want to get to the bottom of this, obviously, as much as you do. Is there anything else you think we need to know before we make the call, Kevin?
No, I'm just eager to finally put a button on this.
Okay.
I'm just eager to find out what is going on so I can move on with my life.
Fair enough. Then we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we'll call John and see how he really feels about Kevin. A second date update continues next. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Kevin met John on Grindr, and they've actually been out three times. They've hung out mostly at Kevin's place and have gotten to know each other pretty well. John actually, I guess, was pretty enthusiastic and kind of came on strong by saying that he thought Kevin could potentially be the one. And even Kevin is optimistic about their future together. But then after the third date, things just went radio silent, leaving Kevin very confused because the last time they saw each other, it was really good. And, you know, there was a kiss exchange and he looked at him in the eye and said he would call him later and then nothing happened. So Kevin's kind of, well, he's confused and a little freaked out. What could have possibly gone wrong or happened to have caused him to suddenly ghost like that? And, I don't know. Any other blanks you need to fill before we call him, Kevin?
No. I just hope he actually picks up the phone and is still, there.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, John. It's Jeff, Jen, Fritz, and Tim at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
What's up? What's going on?
You get a few minutes to come on the radio with us?
You guys do the dating show?
Among other things, yeah. There is a segment called Second Date Update.
We're mighty famous for it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Why are you calling me, though? Because I'm married.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Well, there we have it.
I think you guys have the wrong number.
Is this 513?
Yeah. I mean, I just moved back in with my wife. We separated for a little bit, but I haven't been dating at all.
You have not been dating?
No. Seriously, dude. Really? You're married. Like, what the f***? What? Then what did you call what we did?
We hung out as friends. That's it.
So we do have the right person. You guys did hang out.
You know each other.
No. We hung out as friends. We know each other, but...
Wow. Married? Well, okay. Does your wife know?
There's nothing for my wife to know. We didn't do anything except just hang out.
You literally just said you didn't know who I was.
I'm going to hang up now.
He's gone.
I feel like everyone has their own story, their own journey for figuring out that part of their life. It sucks that he wasn't honest with you up front about that, because I think that could have changed the way that all played out. But at the same time, that is some scary business right there. And I don't know. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
He was so emphatic, at least according to you, Kevin, the last time you saw him, that you'd be hearing from him again. He thought you were the one. Like, what? How do you go from that to this?
Yeah, it's fine, honestly. It's just, closure was what I needed, just to be able to move on. Mm-hmm. It just sucks, people are that obnoxiously self-centered that they can't even, just be honest. That's the least of it. That's the bottom barrel that, I ask for is honesty. And to have to go through something like this just to get peace of mind, it's unnecessary, it's just cowardly, honestly. It's a coward's move.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that's the danger of putting yourself out there. I don't, there's really, nothing you can do until it makes that one right one, the right one. It makes them just so much more, they're there, and sometimes you gotta flip over a few rocks and there's going to be bugs and slime up under it, but you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. You just got to keep looking. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin. thank you for coming on Second Date Update.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Best of luck to you on the forward.
Yeah. Kevin, you'll be fine. I hope John can find some sort of peace with himself, whatever journey he's on.
Whatever that looks like for mm-hmm. him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Screw John.
Or not. Whatever.
Yeah, maybe you'll feel that way later, but right now you're going to sit in this for that's a minute. Right. And that's too.
All right, Kevin.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
All right. If you need our help with a Second Date Update, an email is the way to go. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.